You know what? All year it's been offense to get one or two drives that kind of offset us. And coming out in the beginning of the second half, that was the drive that kind of offset us. So, yeah, two personal foul penalties. We just kept giving them things. And, you know, it was one of those things we were hurting ourselves. And anytime we feel like we're hurting ourselves, we can mend those wounds and, you know, continue and play good defense.
Hey, Keith, Chris Hope was saying that you guys really wanted to show their defense. You're a great defense, too, and that may have added to the extra emotion out there. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I have to say I do. You know, just for the simple fact that I've been here for going on 9 years, and any time I played against the Baltimore Ravens as a defensive player, you always want to match their intensity. We have a younger team who doesn't necessarily understand, you know, the rivalry as it was. So, yeah, I can say that, you know, we probably came out trying to do that, but I don't think we took the right approach. But what we did take from it is we learned. You know, I think their defense played lights out today. Our offense played great, and they were able to make plays and to win the game. But I think that, you know, our young defense definitely took something from the Baltimore Ravens book today.
Keith, what happened between you and Courtland?
Say it again?
As a team leader, you kind of took upon yourself to get with Courtland when he was kind of a little unstable there. What were you saying to him, and how was that received?
I was just telling him to keep his composure. It's a long game. You know, D-Mace is a savvy vet, and even when he played here, you know, I remember him being on our side of the ball trying to get those other defensive guys going, and, you know, he was kind of probably getting under court skin a little bit, and I was just telling him to just, you know, chill out, calm down, regroup, take a deep breath, and, you know, play your game.
He take offense to it. At first, because it seemed like you guys, I'm sure you'll show the replay on the back, it looked like you guys were jumping each other a little bit.
That's what we do. You know, that's what we do. He's an intense guy. You know, I call him Fido because he's feisty. You know, he's like a little, you know, he's a feisty guy. And I'm an intense guy. So when two intense people, you know, are going back and forth talking loud, you know, things like that happen. But at the end of the day, we're a team. He's someone that I definitely think he's going to be a great player in this league, and I'm here to kind of help him, you know, I guess in a sense, develop into the player he wants to be.
You guys won't sit separate ends of the plane, I guess, in a way.
We never sit next to each other on the plane, so it doesn't matter. Let's just clear the air, you know what I'm saying? This is our defense. We're like brothers. Brothers get into, you know, certain different things. So now once we leave, and I'm sure once we get on the bus, I'm sure right now, everything is cool. We leave everything on the field.
What do you think they're saying in that other locker room now?
They lost. They can't say much.
Yeah. You're one of the guys who's been around for this rivalry. Does it make this one a little more special for you than maybe for most of those guys in there?
You know what? Nah, I wouldn't say special, but I think this was a great game for this team, for this organization, because I think this organization feels as if, you know, this Baltimore organization took something from them back in 2000. So, you know, us being 4-0 and Ray Ray and those guys being over there, you know, I think, you know, in the back of their minds, they never want to see Tennessee be successful, especially come in their house and be successful. So the fact that we're leaving and we're won 13-10, I'm happy with that.
Keith, did this remind you of some of those earlier intense games?
Somewhat. You know, defense is battling back and forth. Not a lot of explosive plays. Not a lot of scoring. Pretty much a defensive game. Anytime you play against the Ravens, it's a defensive game. Even if the score is 33-30, you know, it was a defensive game. It's never the score is never settled by less than, you know, a touchdown.
Do you think Terry had a score to settle with these guys too from the last time you played?
Who?
Terry.
Oh, Terry? I mean, he need to let that go. You know, we're trying to get to a Super Bowl this year. I don't think that this win satisfies him. Maybe it satisfies him a little bit in that respect, going back when he was with the Giants. But I think it would be more gratifying if it happened in February and, you know, we were playing maybe the Giants or something. I don't know.
As he tries to make this his team, a game-winning touchdown drive goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I like how with 6 minutes left, Kerry came in and pretty, you know, they kind of commanded the game. He showed his poise and his leadership qualities in that last drive where we scored. And, you know, being a 14-year vet and doing all the things that he's done, you know, you can't, I don't care how much talent a young quarterback has, they don't have that because they haven't played enough games.
Supposedly at the top end of the league, scoring is up more than it's been in the last 6 years. What's the state of defense to have a defensive game like this, which is what a lot of your games are?
Defense is a mentality. You know, defense is a mentality. You know, we're trying to come out and, you know, stop the offense from scoring. We know that a lot of the calls are going to go their way. We know, you know, we're fighting against what the league probably wants as defensive players. But it's a mentality. It starts in practice, starts in training camp, and that's the mentality you have to have throughout. And there's a handful of teams around this league that play great defense, and I think that, you know, by the end of the year we'll be one of them.
When you came out and got the Kennedys in the first drive, were you thinking, this is going to be tough?
I did think it was going to be tough because, you know, we got those penalties. They went down and scored, and Ray and the boys came out, and the crowd was into it, and it damn near sounded like a playoff game, you know, how intense their crowd was. But plays were made on the Tennessee side of the ball, and they kind of quieted down, and we're walking out of here with a victory.